TOEFL IBT reading, using the novel The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane to help build reading and vocabulary fluency. The purpose of this post is to give you some specific tips to improve your TOEFL IBT reading and vocabulary skills. I suggest that you read the novel The Red Badge of Courage. Just simply click on the link by Stephen Crane, maintain a response journal of reading notes as you read, and create vocabulary note cards from the unfamiliar words that you study. Building reading fluency. The more you read, the better you will become at reading. As a result, you should read extensively each day. Reading each day will help to build your vocabulary, which will allow you to spend less time in trying to understand words in context. Ultimately, you will spend more time on accurate reading. It is also important to read challenging material. Stephen Crane's The Red Badge of Courage will accomplish this purpose. As you read, you should be asking yourself who the main characters are, what the plot is, what the setting is, what the key facts are about the writer and the book. Asking questions about the book as you read will help you to read more critically. Being a critical reader will help you to score high in the TOEFL IBT. And of course, scoring high in the TOEFL IBT is a good thing, isn't it? To help you approach reading this online novel more critically, it is recommended that you keep a journal. The following are some instructions on how to keep a response journal. You should have your response journal beside you as you read Stephen Crane's The Red Badge of Courage, and you need to make regular entries in it. Its purpose is to assist you in becoming an active rather than a passive reader of English. Furthermore, the response journal will help prepare you for the integrated writing, integrated speaking sections of the TOEFL IBT. Reserve either a separate notebook or a section of a loose leaf notebook for the response journal for this course. Draw a vertical line down the middle of each page. The right-hand side of the page is for your summaries for each assigned chapter in Stephen Crane's A Red Badge of Courage. The left-hand side is for your response to what you have read as you read. Please note that the journal is not designed as finished presentation writing and hence need not be edited for form. Vocabulary building strategies. When you come across a word you do not know on the Red Badge of Courage, quickly write it down onto a 3x5-inch note card. Use one word on each note card. However, since you will be able to understand many words through context of the passage, you should continue reading until the end of that chapter. Then, after you finish that chapter, on the back of the note card, write down the meaning of the word and any other information. For example, pronunciation, part of speech, sample sentence, origin of word, that might help you remember that word. You can build your vocabulary by studying your note cards regularly. Write sentences using the new words. Add synonyms and antonyms to your note cards every day. Little by little, you will begin to increase your knowledge of informal, formal, and academic vocabulary. Introduction to the Red Badge of Courage. These vocabulary words are listed by order of their appearance in Chapter 1 through 24. You'll need to purchase some note cards so you can write these down. It is recommended that, after looking up the unfamiliar words in a dictionary, you can write down the meaning, pronunciation, part of speech, sample sentence, and origin of word onto your note cards, with one word being used on one note card. Chapters 1 through 8, here are some words. Hilarious, mournful, assemblage, impregnable, ecstasy, seminary, vivacious, expenditure, speculate, oblige, dexterous, ceaseless, ominous, perception, vindication, convulse, pilfer, indignant, babble, pontoon, spatter, skirmish, recede, encounter, totter, crescendo, staggler, flank, scamper, appall, quake, prominence, exquisite, shrill, incessant, interval, divinity, rueful, exultant, repulse, leer, scrutinize, affable, luster, proverbial, zeal, impending, pain, commendable, aggravate, menace, clangor, transfix, enshrine, gawk, sullen, melancholy. Chapters 9 through 18. Here's some words you might not know. They come from these chapters. Repel, propel, anguish, battery, imp, tatter, wriggle, persistence, vigilance, sinuous, calamity, piteous, vindication, virtuous, sham, invincible, mutilation, gauntlet, remonstrance, munitions, audacious, ethereal, foliage, languor, condemnation, perceive, blatant, glee, swagger, deprecate, persistent, rejoice, condescension, pompous, retribution, desecration, conjure, compelled, reverberation, omen, valor, illuminate, ruthless, contemplative, tussle, grope, wrathful, delirious, gestulate, reposefully, engross, assent. Chapters 19 through 24, do you know these words? Here they are. Lurid, crimson, delirium, ominous, cower, ironical, incomprehensible, berate, indignation, obstinate, ludicrous, harangue, treachery, whim, impetus, gaunt, exertion, reproach, intention, prodigious, jaunty, denounce, clamor, grotesque, retaliation, ominous, jaded, exhilarate, frenzy, concussion, disdain, dwindle, quiver, contrivance, stoic, perfunctory, intermittent, debris, deflection, gilded, reproach, brood, assertive, tranquilly, sultry. The Red Badge of Courage is a story which takes place during the Civil War. If you do not know what this American war was about, when it took place, or who won the war, you should do some online research now so you have some background knowledge before reading the novel. This will help you to have better comprehension. Go to yahoo.com, type in History of the Civil War, see what you find. Additionally, you can do the following activities to prepare you for your reading. Number one, interview a relative or a friend who has been in combat and ask him or her about courage and fear. Two, listen to music that was popular during different wars and write down the thoughts and feelings it evokes. Three, explore internet sites for drawings and photos of Civil War soldiers and battles. Now, this is just one book. I'm giving you some good direction on what you can do when you read this book and the vocabulary you can actually learn from reading this book. I would highly recommend that you get a college-level literature book such as the Red Badge of Courage. Read one book a week. Each week, read a new novel for about 6 months, and if you use the strategies I'm giving you in this post, your reading skills for TOEFL and for university will skyrocket. You will have terrific reading proficiency, comprehension, everything that you need to score high. You can do this. I'm showing you the way. I am showing you the water. There's a saying in American culture. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink. I'm showing you where the water is. You have to drink. Now, for more information, go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.